Amen. I'm just going to preach on anointing again, Lord.
Come on.
Amen. Yeah. How many knows we all need the anointing?
Yes.
Yes.
I believe we need the anointing to fall on our holiness churches again.
Amen.
Praise God. The Bible defines the anointing as God on flesh. Amen. Doing those things which flesh cannot do.
Right.
Praise God. In other words, it's God doing through people like us what we couldn't do on our own.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. We need the anointing again, folks.
Woo. Yeah.
Amen. I'm not talking about just getting anointed once a year. Amen. Or just every now and then, but we need the anointing. Praise God.
Yeah.
The Bible said in the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 4:7, we have this treasure, brother, in earthen vessels.
Right.
Amen. That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
Yeah.
Oh my. You see, the Hebrew word Messiah and the Greek word, amen, Christ, both mean the anointed.
Right.
Amen. For centuries, the Jews, amen, waited for the promised Messiah, the anointed one, amen, through whom the yoke of Satan's oppression would be destroyed.
Yes.
I want to take my text tonight from the book of Isaiah. Very familiar, holiness people quote it all the time. At least that part of it anyway. Amen. Isaiah 10:27 tells you and I, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away off thy shoulder.
Right.
Amen. Can't you feel the oppression of the enemy on God's people? The burden on their shoulder?
Yeah.
The heaviness, the stress, the weight, the anxiety, right. The panic, seem like the stronghold in sometimes as thick as a blanket. Amen. But here he said, and in that day his burden shall be taken away off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck.
Yeah.
And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Praise God. Amen. You see, the word destroyed means absolutely crushed. Amen. Corrupted beyond use. Amen. No good for the devil's use anymore. Amen. At the beginning of his ministry, Jesus stood in the synagogue. Amen. One Sabbath. Amen. And read this prophecy from the book of Isaiah. Amen. He said, Luke 4:18 would say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
Yes.
Yeah. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted,
right.
To preach deliverance to the captive, and recover the sight to the blind, and set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. He began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. I want to preach tonight on Jesus, the yoke destroying, amen, burden removing, power, amen, of the Almighty God. And he had this power in his life and over him. That's what he preached. He demonstrated a church in his ministry. Amen. The anointing didn't end with Jesus, but he was crucified. And right before he ascended into heaven, Jesus told his followers to wait in Jerusalem until they were baptized in the Holy Ghost. He said, thus it is written, and thus it is who Christ, to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Ye are his witness of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. I tell you, that's the anointing that I'm preaching about.
Come on, preach.
Jesus told them to go and tarry in the upper room.
Yeah.
And the Bible said in the book of Acts chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, amen, what was they doing? They were gathered together in one place. Amen. One mind, church. In one accord. Amen. Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind. and they filled the place where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and spake with tongues as the Spirit gave utterance.
Yes.
I say, Lord, anoint me again.
Anoint me again.
Yes. Sure.
Amen. Just as the word Christ is not just another name for Jesus, but defined as the anointed one. Yes. Christians mean more than just followers of Jesus. Right. It means anointed.
Yes, God. Yes.
Come on, Verda.
Jesus.
If you're in Christ, there's an anointing for everything you're called to do.
Amen. Right.
No matter how small, no matter how great the task is, that's why Paul could say, I can do all things through Christ.
That's it. Come on now.
The anointed.
Yeah.
And his anointing, amen, which strengtheneth me. The anointing, amen, is to be covered with the power of God.
Yes.
To do the things Jesus done and wants to do.
Right.
Come on.
Bless him, Lord.
But my horn shall be exalted like the horn of a unicorn.
Right.
I shall be anointed with fresh oil.
Fresh oil.
Psalms 92 and 10.
Well, this is more relevant this week than it was 2 weeks ago.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on. There's people in this house and you need anointing.
Come on.
You need anointing to fall on you.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you some things that's going to happen if the anointing falls on you.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you some things that's going to change. Even if the anointing falls on you.
Come on.
There's going to be a difference in your walk.
Uh-huh.
There's going to be a difference in your talk.
Right.
There's going to be a difference in your attitude.
Come on now.
Yeah. You can't be anointed and have an awful attitude. You can't be anointed and be mean. Amen. You can't be anointed and wall around in sin.
And
wall around the world. I'm telling you, when the anointing comes on you, it'll drive the powers of hell back. Amen. It'll destroy the yoke that the devil's trying. Amen. Destroy you with. When you're anointed with fresh oil, that means you got joy in your soul. You got peace of mind. Amen. You're not wandering around. Amen. I'm telling you, under the power and the influence of the devil.
You're right.
Amen. Bless you.
Woo. My horn should be exalted,
Jesus,
like the horn of a unicorn.
Yeah.
I should be anointed with fresh oil. I'll tell you, yesterday's anointing cannot break today's yoke.
Woo. So true.
Come on now.
Yeah.
We need fresh oil.
Fresh oil.
Jesus.
Say fresh oil.
Fresh oil.
Say fresh oil.
Fresh oil.
We have fresh oil.
Fresh oil.
Come on now.
Come on.
Hey, man, I don't know. Let me see something here.
Fresh oil.
Come on.
Boy, it's been set a while, bro. It's been set a while.
Stay on.
Come on.
I hope my Lord don't tell me to drink it, but if he does, I will. That's kind of. It stinks. Yeah. It stinks because it ain't fresh.
Right.
Amen. Come on now.
Yeah.
I've seen some stinking things here lately, folks.
Come on, man.
Hey, come on now.
Yeah. Come on.
Amen.
Yeah.
Why? Because it ain't anointed. Amen of the Holy Ghost. I tell you what, it's important to keep it all fresh.
Amen.
Yes.
1 Chronicles 27 and 28, Joash.
Remember
the story? His name, Joash, means Jehovah fired.
Woo.
He was to keep the cellars of oil.
Come on now.
Don't get comfortable in spiritual success.
Yeah.
Don't get lazy and not seek for the anointing.
Right.
It's the responsibility of every pulpit worker and lay member to seek for the anointing. Don't just get up and preach. Don't just get up and testify. Don't get up and sing. Don't get up and play music because it's your thing and that's just what you do. Pray every time that God anoints you. When you get up, let a fresh anointing fall on you. Lord, anoint me with fresh oil. Come on now. You, if you're not anointed with fresh oil, don't expect new results, folks. If you're not anointed, don't expect a new move of God. It's going to take the anointing
to destroy the yoke.
Come on, brother.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
I can't preach like I did last year and expect the same results, brother.
Come on.
I get one of the best messages I could tell you. Amen. I could try to lift my voice just the same way, brother.
Uh-huh.
I could try to get that place in the church, but it won't bring us to 2024 and what we need in this hour, because we need a fresh anointing.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
I'm not saying God don't anoint messages, brother Tommy, that we put 10 hours into.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I'll tell you what, when I come out of that prayer closet and I come out of them notes, amen, he's rearranged some stuff around. He's gave me some new stuff.
That's right.
And some fresh stuff. Amen. When I got up there, Brother Earl, and I thought, here, this is what the Lord wants. But all of a sudden, brother, the anointing came, switched it all around.
Yeah.
That's what he'll do, folks. Amen. He'll mess the program. He'll mess the devil's program up.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. The devil wants things cut and dried. Amen. He wants things in a certain way. But I'm telling you what, when the anointing comes, the song will fly. Hey, the body can fly. Amen. Come on. I'm telling you, people start running the aisle. Amen. They lose yourself. Amen. On the presence and power of God. When the anointing comes, I say, God, but not me. With a fresh oil.
Woo! Yes, Lord.
Fresh oil.
Oh, man.
Jesus.
When we lack fresh oil, there's a dryness in our walk with the Lord.
Oh.
Come on,
there's a struggle in the flow of God's power. The miracle anointing loses its potency as it ages.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
We need a fresh anointing daily.
Jesus.
Without a fresh anointing, we feel everything is monotonous.
Yeah.
Come in, sing your specials,
yeah.
Take prayer requests, do testimonies, special songs, preaching, altar service, same old, same old. Yeah. Without a fresh anointing, we struggle to pray.
Ooh, come on, man.
We struggle to read.
Right.
We struggle to worship.
Right.
We struggle to focus on spiritual things.
Whoa.
The joy, the peace, and the power just don't seem to be there.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Come on.
Oh, God.
You're right, bro. Bless him, Lord.
When there's a fresh anointing,
yeah,
there's a renewed power. There's a renewed vision. And there's a renewed burden.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Acts 1 and 8 told us, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you.
Yes.
Amen. When we operate in a fresh anointing, we receive a stronger witness and power for service.
Right.
Fresh oil brings fresh joy.
All right.
Amen.
Yes.
David said in Psalms 45 and 7, thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness,
yes,
upon thy fellows.
Yes, Lord.
I saw some of y'all praying when I walked in. I thought, Lord, that's good. This church has been praying. This church has been fasting.
Come on.
God's doing a work here. Sometimes when you fast, it starts breaking loose, good and bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
Oh, yeah.
God shakes the seams of it.
That's true.
God shakes the foundation of it.
Yep.
But I'm going to tell you something about this. Amen. There's going to be renewed power and anointing.
Hallelujah be to God.
Come on.
The anointing settles everything, folks.
Glory,
it's going to settle everything. Hila Mahata.
Hey.
You hear me?
Yes, Lord.
The Lord spoke to me sitting there a while ago, and I heard the Lord say, humble thyself under the mighty hand of God, and he shall exalt thee.
Yes.
Thank you.
In due season.
Come on, brother.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. I say, my people must seek my face. They must obey me. Come low, come humble, and holy before me. And I say unto thee, I'll raise thee up in a newness and likeness as never before, saith the Lord.
Yes.
I say renewed vision and burden and love for your fellow man. I say unto thee, seek me for a fresh anointing.
Oh.
And if you seek me, I say I will give it to thee, saith the Lord.
Yes.
I say the more you seek me, the more I will pour out unto thee. And I say it will flow from thee to others. Yea, and I say burdens will be lifted.
Jesus.
Yea, there'll be a heaviness that will disappear if my people will seek me and obey me, saith God.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Holy, holy, holy.
Yes, holy, holy, yes, holy, holy.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
If we're going to get this anointing, we're going to have to be more earnest in prayer. This 5 to 15 minute prayer won't get it.
Amen.
Amen. This is where our churches,
come on, brother,
my church included, this church included, is falling short and not receiving the anointing as it should be. The anointing can come upon us in our prayer closet.
Come on.
But if we can get to a place where the anointing is moving, church, prayer meeting, hey, in another person's life, we can get filled up with a new, fresh anointing that will flow out of us. Amen. You wrap yourself up in carnal things, daily affairs, and neglect the spiritual things. Amen. You're spiritually going to dry up. Amen. Think about a time, amen, when you really felt close to God, when you felt God was pleased in your life. What was you doing? What brought you that closeness? Amen. What brought you that joy? What brought you that power? Amen. Get back to that. Challenge yourself to go further. Amen. Mary need to lay aside phones.
All right.
Traveling activities that's draining and sapping their zeal for spiritual things. If we're absorbed in natural things, we'll gradually get disconnected from spiritual things. God gave me this for this church.
All right.
God gave me this.
Come on,
that's why I did not hesitate, Brother Jason, to preach tonight.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I had this 2 weeks ago, but I feel in my spirit tonight it's more needed than it was 2 weeks ago.
Yes,
come on, come on.
Come on, Brother Dennis.
Yeah.
You can get absorbed in things
life
and lose focus of spiritual things.
Amen.
Caught away. Amen. Distracted.
Sure.
Come on now. Hindered.
Right.
Discouraged. Disappointed. Amen. I tell you, the list goes on and on. But the anointing will just wipe it all away.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Life and peace.
When we're carnally minded, we're dead to spiritual things.
Dead.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We're dead to the spiritual things of God.
Yes.
If I'm carnally minded,
yeah,
I'm absorbed with the things in my own body and those needs, I'm going to have the joy, the peace, and the contentment. If I'm walking after the flesh, then my heart and spirit is not where it needs to be.
Amen.
I have no peace. I have no spiritual satisfaction.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
Bless him, Lord.
Isaiah 26:3 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Pray today that God will refresh.
Oh, yeah.
Renew. Revive.
Come on.
Allow God to rearrange your schedule so he can meet with you.
Yes.
Come on.
Don't allow things, don't allow places, don't allow people to stand in your way of a fresh touch and anointing.
Yes.
All right.
If you receive a fresh anointing, your mind is clear.
Clear mind. right.
The words of David, thou anointest my head with oil.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
It teaches you what's from God and what's not.
Right. Right.
The anointing will teach you spiritual things and give you spiritual revelations. 1 John 2:26, these things have I written unto you concerning him, them that seduce you. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, ye not any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you all things, and is truth,
yeah,
and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Yeah. A fresh anointing causes us to be more settled,
amen,
established, and grounded.
Amen. All right.
Yes, Lord.
2 Corinthians 1:21. Now he which established us with you in Christ and hath anointed us,
uh-huh,
is God.
Right.
Did you get that?
Whew.
He establishes us,
uh-huh,
anoints us.
Right.
Praise, yeah, God.
When you get a fresh anointing, you'll do, live, and act like Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
You'll do the same thing he did.
All right.
Yes, yes.
Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost,
yeah,
and with power, who went about doing good,
good,
healing all those who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
Right.
Don't let up on your prayer life.
Come on now.
Don't let up. Listen, there's some people in here, you have this fasting, but you come up against a block.
Yeah.
A stronghold.
Come on.
That does not mean it's not happening.
Come on.
Hey, man, that means God's working. That means God's working.
Yeah.
In our church right now, we got one sister fasting 30 days. Hey, man, another sister, her 7 days will be tomorrow. A brother that didn't know the sisters was fasting. Hey, man, tomorrow will be her 7th day. There's 3 other individuals, hey, man, in the church. How you know this? Hey, man, come on now. Because you can see it on them.
All right.
Hey, man, you can see the Spirit of God. Hey, man, Sister Robin's fasted 40 days. Hey, man, at least 4 times.
Bless you, Lord.
Sweet God.
All right.
40 days without eating anything, just drinking liquids.
All right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Thank God.
God used her. She got anointed, brother. She got anointed one time. This has been 20-some years ago. Laid hands on my great aunt with a big tumor protruding out her side. Amen. Got anointed. Brother, that tumor went down instantly right in the church house. Dissolved. Gone. My aunt screamed out, I'm healed. I'm not going back to the doctor. I said, get back to the doctor. Let them do some more x-rays. Let them do some more tests.
Yeah.
Hey, man, come back. Brought the results. Hey, man, come on now. That tumor was gone. Why you get anointed? I'm going to tell you, demons are going to come out screaming. Hey, man, this year, hey, man, we've had, brother, in our church, hey, man, we've casted out devils out of at least 7 or 8 different people. Hey, man, come on now.
Right.
Praise God, this year, we've had, hey, man, 4 get the Holy Ghost in the past 2 months. Thank God. Why? Because of power and the anointing. The same thing this church has been doing is praying and seeking God. It's the same thing we've been doing. And God's no respecter of person. God sticks to the man.
Praise God,
Lord.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Get anointed here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Get anointed. Pray and fast,
uh-huh,
and seek God until you get it. Now, I know I brought this out in one of my messages a while back, but I feel like bringing it out again.
Come on.
Amen. Anoint the shield. Anoint the shield.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Bible said in Isaiah 21:5, prepare the table which in the watchtower. Amen. Watch in the watchtower. Eat, drink, arise, you princes, and anoint the shield. The anointing of the shield was the greasing of the shield so that the sword would glance off from it. It was harder to pierce through a greased shield. There was more of a tendency of a spear or a sword, amen, to reflect off from it if it was anointed. Amen. I tell you, the ideal anointing of the shield was suddenly there was a cry comes from the watchtower in the midst of the banquet. Anoint your shields. And I hear the Lord saying, anoint your shields. Get ready for battle.
Woo!
Yeah.
Babylon, son, become a dwelling place of spirits and demons. Amen. Putting on the shield is to watch and be ready to fight and engage in warfare. Make ready for defense. The shield, amen. The soldiers of Rome had two shields. One was a parade shield. The other, amen, was a battle shield. Amen. Most Christians anymore, amen, all they got is a parade shield going on. Oversized medallion. Hey, it was carried by one arm that barely covered the chest.
Yes, Lord.
But the battle shield, that battle shield was a lot larger.
Yeah.
And more powerful.
Yes.
That's what we need to know tonight.
Amen.
Amen. This shield was 2 feet wide. Amen. 4 feet high. 6 inches thick. Was made of six or more layers of animal hide sewn together, become nearly as strong as steel. Amen. This shield was designed to withstand the heavy blows of the enemy. Amen. Who is bent on destruction. Amen. How many knows as a believer? Amen. The deadliest blows will come and attack us when we're at times seeking the Lord. And we feel like we're ready, but all of a sudden it comes in another direction that we didn't even expect.
You're right.
Come on. Yes.
Amen.
These soldiers would have to link shields together, and they had to push forward.
Yes.
All right, listen. We're going to have to do this. One broken shield could stop an entire army.
Yeah.
A broken and useless shield meant that a soldier is without defense, and there's a gap that the opposing army might be able to get through.
Right.
We need to connect it, folks, in the anointing.
Amen.
Get connected in the spirit.
All right.
Hey, in the same way we're connected together by our faith, the unity of the church depends on all of us connecting our faith together to attack the enemy.
Amen.
Thank
you. Now, who is your enemy?
Bless him, Lord.
You can look around, and I'm going to tell you what. Flesh and blood ain't your enemy.
No.
That's right.
Your brother and sister sitting next to you, before you or behind you, is not your enemy.
Right.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
You got one.
Yeah.
The adversary. That's
come on now.
Beelzebub.
Yeah.
That's him.
Amen. The prince of darkness.
That's him.
Come on. Those saints said slew for it, you know. Amen. Come on now.
Yeah.
I tell you, we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
No.
What we're up against, what the Holiness Church is up against, is much mightier than flesh and blood.
Ooh.
It's a warfare of spirits of hell attacking people.
That's it. You're right.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bless him, Lord.
Just
gonna heat it on.
We gotta get it on. We gotta stand on it. Because the devil cannot stand the anointing. It destroys him. It breaks him up.
Yeah.
It breaks him in two. He goes there. When he comes in one way, he flees seven ways.
Right.
Amen. One can chase 1,000 and two, the Bible said 10,000. Hallelujah. That's a great number, brother. Because I'm telling you, when the church is unified, amen, there's an anointing and defense around us. Amen. That hell can't break through. Praise God. I say, anoint the shield.
Anoint the shield.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
When one of us falls in battle, it affects others. One refuses to obey, it weakens the entirety of the church.
Yes.
The battle becomes harder.
Come on.
Each time a believer falls.
Right.
Amen. Amen. To return to a sinful lifestyle creates a hole in the church's defense. Amen. The enemy can penetrate through to reach others.
That's right.
Any believer's failure will affect family, friends, and the entire church.
Yes.
Amen. Now, I want you to know, every one of you is important.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody in here is important.
Sure.
Everybody's needed.
Yes.
You're right.
The first thing that when you go through something and the enemy attacks, you're not needed here, not wanted here, not welcome here, blah, blah, blah. That's just how it is. It's
sure. Come on.
All right.
Not doing no good. Nobody wants to hear you.
Come on.
Nobody wants to listen to you.
Come on.
But let it only come.
Right.
You can charge hell. Amen. Come on.
That
then only comes. It don't matter.
Right.
It does not matter. You can attack the enemy. Amen. With one hand. Praise God. Amen. One arm if you got to. Wrestling down. Thank God, because I tell you, he's about to lose his control.
Hallelujah.
Maintaining the shield of faith is not just for self-protection, but for the entire church. Amen. The leather on the battle shield had to be treated, or it would dry out, crack, and eventually break.
Yeah.
The Roman soldier had to attend to it every day. It was required of the other soldiers, first in the morning, before doing anything else, that there was oil to be put on the shield. Without the anointing, your faith every day will become brittle and break under the load. Oh my, the Bible said, thou preparest a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. Amen. And we need to take this anointing just like they did. Just like farmers would do. Anoint the sheep, anoint the cattle. Amen. To keep the flies and the parasites from getting inside the animal's ears and laying eggs.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
If a parasite got inside a sheep's head, it almost drove them insane.
Yeah.
Yep.
Amen. They butt heads.
Sure.
Because they's aggravated. Right. And they try to drive out the larvae, the bugs, and the eggs. If you get anointed, the devil ain't going to stay around and whisper in your ears and playing with your mind and tormenting you with thoughts.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. When there's no anointing, the church is going to butt heads.
Mm.
Come on now.
Amen.
True.
Amen.
Yes, God.
We got to get anointed, folks.
Woo.
Come on now.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you when that anointing comes. Amen. I don't care how. It might be the prince of Persia that withstood. Amen. Just like Daniel and all the rest of them. But God will send a Michael. God will send another angel by. Amen. I tell you, there's a war in the heavenlies. But I tell you, God is mightier. Amen. Greater. The Bible said 1 John 4:4. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Yes.
He's got.
Neither give place to the devil.
You're right, Brother Daniel.
You.
Are you giving place to the devil?
Glory to God.
Don't give the devil place in your thought life.
Right. Right. That's right.
Right.
Come on.
Don't give the devil place in your prayer life.
Glory.
In your reading.
Right.
And your church life.
Yeah.
Don't give anger place. Or to become a foothold for the devil.
Yep.
You got a toehold, a foothold, a stronghold. Don't let the devil in.
That's right.
There's temptation, there's oppression, then there's possession.
Mm.
Yeah. Right.
Three main entrances for the devil: your ears, your eyes, and your mouth.
Mm. Right.
Bless the Lord.
You give spirits access.
Come on.
What you hear, say, see, and say.
Right. Yes.
Allow things in can hinder or stop the anointing.
Right.
Amen. You got to continue on in the things of God. Or if you do these natural things, you're going to lose the anointing. The Bible says, Spirit speaks, especially in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith,
right,
giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Seducing means lead astray, deceive or lure, to cause to err and sin. Music and movies and words and other people's words and advice and instruction can open a door for demons, spirits, and evil spirits to enter into you.
Right. Sure.
When you're not prayed up or full of the Holy Ghost, it can open a door and channel for a spirit to gain access.
That's right.
Being anointed will cause you and others not to be anointed. Amen. Don't lose the anointing. Practicing the occult, psychic readings, tarot cards, crystal balls, drugs will cause a person to open themselves up to spirits and become possessed. Possessed is completely controlled by an inward force. Oppressed is an outward force. Panic attack, anxiety, depression, paranoid thoughts are caused by a spirit.
Amen.
Yes.
Tells us the shield's not been anointed.
Right.
Obsessive thoughts, habits are influenced by spirits.
Right.
If your mind's a one-track record that's playing a thought, an event, a fantasy of a person, a place, or a thing, it's most likely a spirit knocking at your door. You must tell to leave. Replace the thought with the word, with the Holy Ghost music, with preaching. Pray if you entertain these thoughts and open the door to to something that someone else. This spirit must be evicted. Tell it to get out. Amen. Evicted in the name of Jesus. Amen. Drinking, cussing, smoking, doing things. Amen. That sex before marriage will open a door to spirits that you need delivered out.
Amen.
Being hurt, being offended, having jealousy will bring hatred, anger, resentment, bitterness in your heart. These things will cause you to lose the anointing.
Yeah,
that's Lord.
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord. You're right.
I had this 2 weeks ago.
Bless him, Lord.
Come on.
Yeah. I didn't realize it one bit.
Glory to God.
I had it. Because God has it.
That's it.
God's got this for this church. For this service right here. I feel it.
Yes. Praise God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Listen. These things will cause you to lose the anointing.
Yes.
Two keys to deliverance is confess sin and forgiveness.
Right.
Praise
forgive others.
God.
If they hurt you, offended you, or wounded you.
That's right.
Detach yourself from worldliness.
Come on.
Right.
From worldly people.
Yeah.
Sure.
People that's a bad influence.
Oh,
pray. God. Fast and worship. Pick up your shield of faith. Hold it high in front of you. Don't let down. Don't give up. Don't sit down. Don't turn back. Don't turn around. Stand your ground. Rebuke the devil in Jesus' name. Command him to leave you. Leave your family. Leave your mind. Command him to get out. Bind him. Tie him up. Tie up his tire. Command him to loose his grip. Let you go. Let them go in Jesus' name. And leave right now. With the anointing, we'll put the devil to flight.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Holy God.
Yes.
Holy God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Holy Lord.
Yes, Brother Earl. But I'm feeling God.
Come on, Brother Daniel. You're preaching good to
it. I'm feeling God in this house.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Why? Because I'm telling you, the devil don't want you to get anointed.
Right.
He don't want you to feel the presence and power of God.
Amen, bro.
He don't want you to experience God's fullness.
Right.
I'll tell you, if you do, that devil's got to get back, let up, let go. He'll not stay around.
All right.
He come on there. He hates the fire of the Holy Ghost. He hates the power of God. And I feel fire burning. I feel a fire.
Amen. You, Lord.
Oh, praise
Thank
God. That the purging, the deliverance, the Holy Ghost power can drive out anything that's agitating, hindering, upsetting, whatever it is.
In the name of the Lord. Bless you.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
We need a moment again.
Right.
Preacher, I got it last week. I had it a month ago. I had it yesterday. But he got it tonight.
Come on, man.
Hey, man.
Come on.
Come on now. I'm
glory to God.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, God.
Yeah.
God's gonna help some people here.
Thank
you. Just let
him. Thank you.
I said, God's gonna help you if you just let him.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Praise God. He can break through that. Oh yes. Sometimes we get in a place where we can get a hard spirit. Hey, man, God can't reach us. Even though he's trying to, we can get a hard spirit and get a wall up. Hey, man, a brother offended, it's hard to be one than a city broken down and without walls. Hey, man, I'm telling you, listen, God can take everything the devil's trying to do. Hey, man, turn it around for the good and the glory of God.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you.
Come on now.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Bless you, God.
Brother George, I know about them mind battles, brother. I've had them. I've fought them.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I had a panic attack Monday night. They put a cast on me. Brother, you thought it'd been lead. You thought it'd been lead. And brother, my heart felt so heavy. I laid there smothered to death. My heart rate ran up. And 3 o'clock in the morning, I was ripping that thing off. I ripped it completely off. I couldn't stand it no longer. Amen. Something about it. Couldn't sleep. It agitated me. It was agitated with this affliction. So now what are you going to do? You got all this work to do. Naturally and spiritually, how are you going to do it? Amen. I fought the devil walling around for 2 or 3 nights. And I'm telling you, I still ain't figured it out yet, but I just gotta let him do it. Amen. Come on now. And I'm telling you, he'll agitate your mind.
Yeah.
Right.
He will, even as a child of God.
Yes.
Even if you're saved, even if you're sanctified, even if you're filled with the Holy Ghost, he can come in there and he can work with that mind, brother. Amen. I'm telling you, the mind is a devil's playground. Amen. The greatest nation there is imagination.
Amen.
Come on now, you hear me? I'm telling you, but God's greater. And say, preacher, I need my mind prayed for. Amen. Come on, my mind's on overload right now. I need my mind renewed. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I need my mind renewed. I need my heart renewed. I need touch tonight.
Yes, God.